The next panel is talking about, so you're filling an individual chapter, or you're filing an individual chapter 7. I don't have my glasses on, folks. Things that will catch your attention. So we have Beverly Bass with us, who is with Munch Hard. Before she was with Munch Hard, she clerked for the Honorable Chris Mott and also the Honorable Chris Bradley in the Western District. Apparently, she only clerks for people named Chris, so for those of you who are here. Before she was a lawyer, I guess, she got her BA in English from Emory and a JD from Emory Law School, where she served on the as a notes and comments editor on the Emory Bankruptcy Development Journal. I never even so much took a bankruptcy class when I was in law school, so great for you. All right, and then we have Shane Tobin, who is a trial attorney with the U.S. Trustees Program in the Austin office. He has been with the U.S. Trustees Program since 2017, after he was hired by the DOJ through the Attorney General's Honors Program. That's a very nice honor right there. And before practicing in Austin, he earned his BA from University of San Diego in international relations with a minor in East Asian studies. We need to talk, because while I was born there, I never studied East Asian matter, so we need to talk. Okay. And then he got his JD from University of San Diego Law School, where he served as an editor of the Law Review, chair of the Moot Court, and graduated Order of the Barristers. Just one interesting footnote about Order of the Barristers is that it originated at UT Austin. This is according to Wikipedia, so that's what I'm relying on. Okay, but apparently it was originally a Moot Court honor and then has become broader than that, but congratulations to you on that. With that, let me turn it over to the panel.
Thank you very much. Oh, well, Bev grabs that. So we're here today to talk about individual Chapter 7 cases. Before I want to do that, I wanted to thank everyone for being here, especially the judges. We're really happy to have you here. Just kind of get set up. With the consumer law judges, I've never met you before, but I monitored very early on in my career. I monitored some hearings down in Houston for one of the attorneys there. And you spent just as much time on a pro se case as you did on a complex Chapter 11 case. And that really showed to me the importance of the consumer cases to everybody. And that's really stuck with me. And I want to thank all of you, all the judges here, for your time on these matters. I know they're really important to the system and to all the individuals that are going through bankruptcy. And I think all of us really appreciate everything you've taught us. So we're here today to discuss things that might catch the attention of the court, the Chapter 7 trustee or the United States trustee in individual debtors' cases, including not only whether the debtor complied with his or her duties under the bankruptcy code and under the bankruptcy rules, but also some of the typical questions or issues that may arise based upon the information that was or was not disclosed in the debtor's filings. So our goal with this presentation is to provide a checklist for the practitioners in this room, to make sure that they are ensuring that their client does not catch the attention of these parties, because everything you've done is complete and accurate. We also, though, identify a few issues that no matter what you do, just because of the nature of the forms, that the answers are just simply not present to us in those forms, and they're not sufficient to answer the questions that these parties might have. And so how to be prepared, just knowing that you're going to get that question. That, you know, I know there are several practitioners in the Austin area, and Waco, which is where I do most of my practicing, that I sent an inquiry out, which most of you have seen and know about, but send that email out asking certain questions, and I have responses 5 hours later. So, like, I knew what you were going to ask, and I knew, you know, what was going, and here's the documents. And so this will hopefully give you an idea of, you know, not only the U.S. trustee, but the courts and the Chapter 7 trustee, some of the things that they might be looking at. Okay, nope, we're already there. All right. So we're going to go through these in much more detail, and most of you already know what these say, but we did want to kind of go through it and give you a rundown of these sections, which we think are particularly important to debtors' duties, but also not only what they say, but some of the issues that arise and these parties, the court. I'm going to say these parties, but I mean the court, the Chapter 7 trustee, and the U.S. trustee, kind of our common issues and concerns of what we're looking at there.